Well, good morning, everyone. I am so glad to see all of you here today. So before we start doing our children's sermon about the fruit of the Spirit, I want you to look back there, and they're going to play a video.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a grape. The fruit of the Spirit's not a grape. You want to be a grape, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Okay.
It was short.
It's a longer video, but I just wanted to play a little bit of it so that now it'll be stuck in everybody's heads for the rest of the day. So it is a silly video that talks about how if you want to be a fruit of the Spirit, you can't be a coconut, and you can't be a grape, and you can't be a watermelon, and you can't be a banana, because those aren't the fruits of the Spirit. So when we think about fruit, those are the things we think about. We think about apples and bananas and pears and watermelon and all that. And I bet your parents make you eat some of that so that you can be nice and healthy. So that's what we think about when we think about fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is different. When we follow God, when we listen for God, when we talk to God, when we do what God wants us to do, that's when the fruit of the Spirit starts to come. We start to be more loving to other people. We start to be kinder to others. We start to maybe have more patience with others. Because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, some of those are really big words, but what they mean is when we're following God, we start to develop these things. And so it's just like with an apple tree. When the apple tree gets what it needs to grow, when it grows and it blooms, and then all of a sudden, here come the apples. So you guys are not going to start growing apples off of you, I'm sorry to tell you, but you can grow the fruit of the Spirit. You can become more loving. You can have more joy. You can have more peace. You can be kinder to others. So when you follow God, when you do what God wants you to do, you start to have the fruit of the Spirit. And if you want to see the rest of that video, it's all up on YouTube, okay? So you can watch the rest of it. All right, let's pray. Loving God, thank you for helping us to be more loving and kind. Thank you for helping us to always have joy, no matter what happens. Help us to feel your peace. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.